This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, January 12th. Well, the CPI is out, and it's in line with analysts' estimates. Specifically, the overall CPI declined 0.1% and is now running at a 6.5% annual pace. The core CPI rose 0.3%. That was in line with economists' estimates and is now running at a 5.7% annual pace. So what's going on is energy prices fell 4.5% in December. Food prices rose 0.3%. But when we dig under the tea leaves, we find that the relief that we're expecting in the housing sector is not showing up yet. Specifically, owner's equivalent rent rose 0.8% in December, up from 0.6% in November. And that is what I was looking for to cool off and really cause the CPI to drop. So that means the Fed is probably going to have to be hawkish. Now, the good news is one of the FOMC guys is out there that votes on the Federal Reserve Committee saying that they should only increase rates 0.25%. So there's a growing consensus the Fed might only do 0.25% on February 1st. Obviously, some are going to want to do 0.5%, so we're going to have a mixed vote. The other thing that's interesting is after the CPI report, Treasury yields actually declined. So I was really hoping that the housing inflation, the rental inflation, would be cooling off. We know home prices are falling across the country. We know rents are now moderating. It's just not showing up in the data yet. And we hope it will show up in the data soon, because that will convince the Fed to slow it down. But that is the conundrum we're in. Now, in the meantime, you probably know the natural gas prices are very low because of an abnormally warm weather for not only the United States, but for Europe. So that's going to provide further relief until it gets cold again. The other thing that's going on is that copper prices are up 11.6% in the past five trading days. It's apparent that if China reopens and Europe's didn't slow down as much as everybody thought. So what happens is economic activity picks up. Copper is going to go up. There's a lot of copper that goes into the utility upgrades because they are installing these battery storage facilities for some utilities around the country. Obviously, California leads the way there. And then obviously electric vehicles take a lot of copper because all the electric motors are basically made with copper. So we have mixed economic currents here. So it really looks like economic activity is starting to perk up. I think the most important thing is that the analyst community is not cutting estimates. If anything, they seem to have come back from their holiday hiatus a little happier than expected. We had one of our stocks upgraded today, a fertilizer stock upgraded by the analyst community. So that's a good sign, okay? So let's just go in earnings season and let everything, the chips fall as they may. We've had 8 companies pre-announce their sales and earnings. I've never seen that before this early. So that's a sign that companies are eager to give us the good news. We are going to have good news on earnings. Not so much from the financial sector is coming out right now, but from our stocks, it'll be coming out starting next week. And I expect the second half of January to be very strong. Then everything will be about the Fed's February 1st meeting, and whether they increase 0.25 or 0.5 will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see the split vote on the FOMC, and it'll be interesting to see their statement. Clearly, they need to be less hawkish, okay, than they were last time. I personally would like them to be dovish, but in light of the CPI report today, I don't think I can say that. So maybe they'll be a little less hawkish, and they'll signal that they're nearing the end of their rate hike cycle. So that's it. Let's just enjoy earnings announcement season. This year has tremendous upside potential because of the PE compression in our stocks. We trade at much lower multiples in the market. We have much stronger sales and earnings in the market. Probably the main reason for that is we have cyclical stocks like energy, fertilizer, food, commodity-related stocks. And cyclical stocks normally have lower PE ratios, but they've gotten ridiculously low, and that's where all the earnings are. So I'm expecting a very good announcement season. I'm expecting some multiple expansion, and that's going to give us a lot of potential price appreciation. So that's it. That's your update for the week, and enjoy the rally back. I still think we have a very positive tone. I apologize that the CPI wasn't as exciting as I want it to be, but the fact that Treasury yields fell after the CPI report is encouraging, and the fact that one of the voting members of the FOMC said only a quarter point, 25 basis point rate increase would be necessary on February 1st, I think that's a good sign. So markets should celebrate that, although the opening today will not be quite as strong as it was before the CPI report. Take care, everybody. Sweet Navalier.